Okay, this is Brother Jim on to part five, and we're going to finish this up, my refuting Jesse Hare and his sermon about me. Next, you're going to hear Jesse talk about the one-man show. Listen in.
If this is a one-man show, so what? As long as it's God that's being shown.
So Jesse says, he concedes it's a one-man show, and he says, so what? As long as it's God that's being shown. Jesse, it's not so what. The problem is, you are not keeping the model of the New Testament body laid out by Christ through Apostle Paul. I read you the scripture verses. I have an 18-minute teaching video on it. Multiple elders in every town, not one man calling himself the chairman of the board, not one man forcing people into a contract, not one man controlling the Lord's Supper, not one man stand up, sit down, tell you what to do, when to sing, when to pray. Not so what, Jesse. You're not following the ordained ways of God. You're following an independent Baptist Mennonite, Bullenite way, and it must be exposed. This proves how void of truth Jesse Hare really is. We'll keep going.
What other show would you want? Thank you for listening, and Mr. Polanek, I pray for your awakening.
All right, so Jesse's done. He prays for my awakening. I'm awake, Jesse. I'm awake enough to know the difference between truth and man-made traditions, false gospels, heretical contracts, lording over bishops, wicked men that call names and rub your past sin in your face, compromised deacons and yes men like you, that are too afraid and fearful, Revelation 21:8, coward, fearful, to stand up for the truth. Or I guess you don't know the truth. If you won't stand up for it, I guess you don't know the truth. You know, Jesse, in his sermon about me, lied about 7 times. Let me recap them. Number one, he said, I don't accept the Old Testament as a foundation. Liar, I teach it all over and I stand on it. I don't accept your defending feminism using the Old Testament. Hey, Jesse, how come you don't dress according to the Old Testament standards that God ordained? Yeah, go think of that one. Two, lie number two, Jesse says you can never talk about politics. My testing doesn't say that. He's such a liar. I call out Mark Bullen for his rabid political stances. It's all over his website, worldly political news sites, voting, saying we have to be patriots for the fatherland. America's not the fatherland to God. Wicked. Number three lie. He says that I say you can't gather on Sunday. Liar, Jesse. I said do not call Sunday the Lord's Day. That's what my testing says, and I expose that. I expose Mark Bullen's sermon and Jeff Wallace's sermon saying Sunday is the Lord's Day. Lie number four, he says, I stumble people in the faith. You know, when you warn someone about a heretical body and they go off into the truth and they don't get stumbled by all of the false ways, like at LFCF, that's not stumbling somebody in the faith. That's helping a brother, a sister, a family. What a liar you are, Jesse. Lie number five, he says, I said everything they have and do at LFCF is trash. Never said that, Jesse. I said you guys have things right. And we're sorry we can't unite with you, but you do have a lot of sin and error, false doctrine that you have to repent of. Lie number six, he said, repent. Jim calls us to repent. Repent of what? I've shown him, I've shown Mark, I've shown most of the men at LFCF what they need to repent of via my texts, my emails, and my testing. Lie number seven, Jesse. He says, I'm a one-man show. No, not true. I don't have a building to fill up. We're home fellowship people. I'm not a lording over bishop. I have no legacy. I don't take people's money. I don't call myself the chairman of the board. The only one-man show here is one man in my home, leading my home, that's biblical and godly and not feminized. My wife is godly, covered, and quiet. The women at LFCF, they're feminists. Yeah, the men allow them to do that. You heard Jesse say that in this sermon. So Jesse has a whole bunch of lies he needs to repent of. Then we can get at the truth of that testing. If he won't repent of these lies, what else can we say? There's nothing redeemable in him. He's void of the truth. He's spiritually dead. Remember his testimony. He wanted to find a place that taught dress and head covering. Didn't care about the biblical gospel, new life. He's just following a man-made program. Repent, Jesse. We love you. Tell your daughter to repent, too, of her wicked letters telling a woman to stay away from her husband or she'll lose her faith and her salvation because she's left LFCF. Yeah, I'm going to do more on that. What a wicked house and a wicked, wicked children you're raising up if that's what they do. And we saw the fruit of it. Hey, up next is Bishop Bullen. We'll see what he has to say.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Jesse. Better to be a yes man than no man at all, right?
All right, that's right.
Better to be a yes man than no man at all. Well, actually, the goal, Mark Bullen, is to be a godly man walking in spirit and truth. And you guys fall short, as this refuting shows and my testing shows. We're going to listen more to what Bishop Bullen has to say. He's got some lies coming up as well. Apples don't roll far from the tree, do they? Let's listen in.
Let's stand together.
There you go. You have the bishop telling everybody to stand in a sermon not too long ago in 2020. Remember, he said, I wonder if you'd stay standing if I didn't tell you to sit. He tells you when to sit, when to stand, when to sing, when to pray, when to kneel. Nothing spirit-led at LFCF. It's all ritual, man-made religion, like the Independent Baptists and the Mennonites that Mark left from. But he says you can't do that. You can't leave a body you think is unbiblical. Go start your own, even though Mark did it, even though Jesse left the Mennonites to go to LFCF, even though Philip Hare left, even though Mr. Alberts brought his family from another body. You can't do that once you're at LFCF because they are the cult of salvation. And they teach people, unless you're there, you don't have salvation. Wicked, false teachers they are. Let's listen in.
The reason I consult Jesse and talk with Jesse and seek his approval is because his yes is important to me. Because we're comrades. And before we handed out the contract,
All right, so Mark brings up the contract. Remember, folks, you have to sign a piece of paper giving your submission to Mark and the ministers at LFCF, not to God's word, not to Jesus Christ, your submission to them. This is a cult contract, and you're going to hear Jesse approved of it. I believe Mark and Jeff Wallace were the authors of it, but Jeff Wallace has since left. That's another whole story. Let's listen in.
Went over there. Aaron was with me. Went over there, and I wanted him to read it. I wanted to know what he thought about it. Because if he sees it the way I see it, that gives assurance. That's holding up my hand and encouraging me.
Holding up Mark's hands. I thought we're supposed to hold up each other's hands, everyone's hands. But you heard Jesse. He compared Mark to Moses. Mark is like the Moses there, I guess, and everybody's got to hold up his hand. Well, he did say he has a vision, the pastor's vision, and everybody needs to support it, his legacy. He is the chairman of the board there, you know. That's what he says. I got it in his own words in an audio right on my testing. Wicked, sinful, prideful, 3 John 9, diatrophies, he is. Let's keep listening.
And letting me know that this isn't just some idea that maybe has hold, but Brother Jesse's good at evaluating. He's my best proofreader.
So Jesse is Mark's best proofreader. So Jesse has proofread Mark's books, where The Crucible, where he tells you you got to be in a clinic, you got to be brainwashed in order to find salvation, you got to be in a church on Sunday, you got to be under a bishop. Then we know now you got to sign a contract. Mark controls the Lord's Supper. Who can take it all under his thumb? Hey, I wonder, did Jesse proofread Mark's offer to the Mennonites to debate him for $1,000? How about the emails Mark sent me calling me a pervert, an idiot, a hippie, telling me I've never done anything for Christ, rubbing my pre-Christ divorce in my face? Did Jesse proofread those? How about Angela's text to another man about his marriage? Did Jesse and Mark proofread those? I guess Jesse's a proofreader for Mark. It shows how inept he is. He is a yes man. And that's not a good quality when you're talking about Mark Bullen and all of his heresy and false ways. Hey, let's keep listening. Mark says something here, and he said it quite a few times. Let's listen in and I'll comment.
So, anyways, we're all in this together.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know, the lording over bishop. Yeah, I felt that way this morning when I was sweeping the floors and vacuuming the rugs and paying.
So Mark says, lording over bishop, and he was sweeping and vacuuming. I'm not sure why his wife and daughters aren't sweeping and vacuuming and doing the housework. I guess that's what a Titus II keeper at home does, but I guess Mark does that at his house because the body meets in Mark's house. That's how he controls things, and he says he pays the electric bill. Well, that's his house. He should be paying electric bill. Hey, Mark, why don't you gather like the New Testament saints did in Acts 2, house to house and daily? You wouldn't have to worry about putting on a show. You could rotate houses. You wouldn't have as much control, though. That's what Mark wants. He wants the control. But the reason I call Mark a lording over bishop is not because he won't vacuum or he won't sweep the floors. I call him a lording over bishop because he calls himself the chairman of the board of the body of Christ. He lifts himself up like a diatrophes. He controls the Lord's Supper. He needs a contract. His son Nathan told me, find out about secret sin in the body. Chapter and verse on that one. He tells people that they have to have a bishop in order to learn the word of God and see heaven. They must be in this program. They need to be brainwashed. This is why I call him the lording over man. Has nothing to do with sweeping and vacuuming. Has to do with his corrupt theology. We're almost done. Let's keep going. Next, you're going to hear Mark finish up, and then somebody in the pews has a comment. Let's listen.
Paying the electric bill, the lording over bishop.
That's an accusation.
Yes, he is the lording over bishop, without a doubt. Go to the testing at don'tperish.com, look on the Unbiblical Teachers blog, or just Google Mark Bullen Exposed. You'll see my huge testing, and it shows you why he is indeed the lording over diatrophes bishop. Let's keep going.
An accusation like that would only come from someone who hasn't been here or whose eyes were closed when they were here.
He's been invited many times.
So the man says that accusation can only come from someone who hasn't been there or his eyes are closed. The people that have left Mark's made that exact observation that Mark's a lording over, controlling, prideful man. And I see it from the outside. I have confirmation from various people from the inside. So the Bible requires eyewitness testimony. We have it. Case closed there. Let's keep going.
Many times. He's afraid to show up here.
There, Mark says, I've been invited there many times. I'm afraid to show up there. Well, that's a lie. So that's Mark's first lie in this sermon. He's told lots of lies, like I hate their religious body, and that he can prove that nowhere. I'm not afraid to show up at Mark's place. I'm not afraid of Mark. I'm not afraid of any of those men. I fear God. I don't fear man. But I told Mark and Jesse and Nathan, I won't set foot on his cult compound. That's private property. I won't give them that kind of power. Any meeting will be in a public place, but the meeting can't happen until Mark will repent of his reviling and name-calling. Jesse, his lies. Nathan, after I talked to him for 40 minutes, came back to me and said, your testing is full of nothing but lies. I said, show me four. He didn't show me one lie. Nathan's a liar. Till he repents, what's the purpose of sitting and meeting with this man? These men won't even repent over the simplest things. Like they're going to repent over these doctrines and talk about them and be well-meaning? No. Now, any of the other men outside of Mark, Jesse, Nathan, I told the young men I met in the street, I'm happy to meet with any of them and talk to them about the things of God. But Mark's a liar. I'm not afraid. I go to many places much more fearful than Mark Bullen's cult compound. I won't set foot on private property. Oh, I know, when things go wrong, like the Mennonites, like evangelicals, they'll call the police on you. Yeah, that happens to me all the time. Even when I stand on public property at the edge of their driveway somewhere, they'll call the police, and it works out great. The police get the gospel. They see I'm not breaking any laws. They leave, and my preaching goes on. I'm not going to give Mark Bullen that satisfaction. He needs to repent, needs to answer for this testing, and then a public meeting could take place. Let's finish up here. All right, Mark says some final things about me, and then we'll listen to it, and then I want to address it.
Because we want to talk to him. He just wants to sit back and shoot his little cyber missiles, and he doesn't want to talk.
All right, real quick, I need to say, 7 or 8 years ago, I was emailing Mark, long before a testing was up. Mark got upset because I didn't agree with his gospel and his lording over bishop model, one man. And Mark said, I don't have time for you. I'm busy. I got a family, I got a business, I got a farm, I got a body of believers. And he basically said, I don't have time for you. He's a liar that I didn't want to talk to him. And I came back to him several times over the years when he was paying people to debate him, when I saw what a train wreck Jeff Wallace was, and I warned him many years ago. Yeah, Nathan admitted, yeah, Jeff Wallace is a train wreck. His family is a train wreck. I told Mark that 7 years ago. He laughed at me. So did Jeff Wallace. Yeah, now Jeff Wallace's son is trying to be an American Idol. Country music, singing about God and beer. And Mark Bullen is still promoting Jeff Wallace. What a wicked, compromised man Mark Bullen is. Mark Bullen is. Let's finish up here. He says some more.
And he won't. We'll meet him anywhere. He don't want to talk. His glory is in his shame. And the only thing that his only claim to fame is having built nothing, but criticized everybody else who ever built anything.
So I haven't built anything and I criticize everyone else. Let's see, Mark criticized the Independent Baptists and left them. Mark criticized the Mennonites and left them. I used to be in an evangelical body many years ago, found out they were false, I left them. See, Mark does things and then says no one else can do them. Goes off on his own, brings families from the Mennonites, builds on other people's foundation, and starts LFCF. Yeah. Mark is a big hypocrite, and he's a liar. And I want to call it out. My testing shows it in many ways. Not to be trustworthy, not a biblical elder, but a lording over, prideful, heretical bishop.
And that's why he steams over the fact that years ago I called him a hippie. Because a spiritual hippie is someone who's wanting to tear down the establishment. He's never built. All he wanted to do is tear down.
Yeah, so Mark called me a hippie just a few emails after we first started talking, long before I ever tested him and put an internet testing up against him. So why would you call someone a hippie because they're tearing you down when the person had never done anything to tear you down? Mark's a liar. Mark's a fleshly man. He emails, calls names, rubs your past sin in your face. He's a fleshly, wicked man that won't repent. People have told me that left there, that went there for 8-9 years. Mark won't repent of anything. I'm seeing that that's true. And he's going to say something else here. Let's listen.
Tear down, criticize, rebel. They never really accomplished anything.
Oh, we need to talk about that. So Mark believes he built his body. He did. He built a man-made program. What have I built? Well, Christ in me gets all the glory for it. I have a biblical life, a biblical wife, a biblical marriage, a biblical ministry, and a biblical website. I'm pretty happy right there, striving for the things of God. But Mark wants to discount that, and listen what he says about me.
Okay, they just destroyed a lot. And that's the category he is spiritually, and it's a sad thing. I told him last time I corresponded with him that we forgive and forget if he changes ways. And it's a sad thing. He needs prayer. He's had a life of failure behind him.
A life of failure behind me. So let's see. When I was 45, I repented and was born from above by the Spirit of God. So moving forward, all I've done is studied the Word, and through Spirit and truth, the Word and God's Spirit, we have strived onward and upward as house fellowship believers, home fellowship believers. I'm a traveling evangelist. My wife and I travel the country. We know saints all over the world. We fellowship with only true believers. That's my life after Christ. Never went back to man-made religion. After about 3 or 4 months, we saw it was sinful. Got out of there. Studied the Word of God. Went straight on a straight incline upward. Never got caught up by a lording over bishop or a false denomination. Glory to God. Now, at 45 before Christ, oh yeah, I was a sinful man. But you know what? I paid my taxes. I got a college education. Raised my family, never was arrested, never did drugs. The worst thing Mark knows about me is before Christ, I had divorce and remarriage. And Mark rubbed that in my face. Yeah, I got it on email right in the testing. What a wicked man. So my life is a failure? No, actually, my life before Christ? Yeah, whose isn't? Total disaster. My life since Christ has been a great success. And I think my ministry is doing really well because Jesse and Mark and Nathan, they talk about me. And they do sermons about me. And their people know about me. And people are being turned away from them on the internet. And we go out and we preach the gospel all over America. Mark's not my focus. We preach the gospel all over America. I teach on my website. We make disciples all over. Mark just gets a little bit of focus because he's in my backyard here. We have a homestead. We're never there, about 2 hours from him. And Mark's been such a lording over, lying, name-calling, reviling man. He gets a little extra attention so he can be exposed. Go look at our Unbiblical Teachers blog. We expose a lot of people. Hey, Mark, when was the last time you guys went to the false religious bodies in your town and called them out? Let's see. I was at the Baptist place there in Brookfield. We were at the Mennonite place calling them out. Or excuse me, the Methodist place calling them out. We were at the Roman Catholic place calling them out. Hey, Mark, have you guys actually called out people right there in your own town? Are you too much of a coward? And are you too concerned about business more than proclaiming the truth of God? I don't know any men from LFC, if they go out and spread the gospel, two problems. One, they don't have the biblical gospel. And two, I think they're fearful and they're cowards. I'm praising God that they don't go out, because all they would spread is a bunch of swill and invite you to church. That's not biblical evangelism, Mark. We're almost done. Let's listen.
And trying to tear other people down is no way to change that.
Mark's sermon, 2 Timothy 2, October 2020, Mark says we have to tear down lies in order to rebuild. He's such a hypocrite. He doesn't like it when he's called out.
Not the way to do it. Paul said he wouldn't build on another man's foundation, much less tear down everybody.
Build on another man's foundation? You've taken Mennonites. You've taken families from the Mennonites. Whose foundation are you building on, Mark? That's all you are, is an adapted, independent Baptist Mennonite. You're a man-made program. You're not the true New Testament body. Spiritually dead, aloof to the truth, corrupt and wicked. And as I've shown you, they're liars.
Around him. Paul went out there and built something of his own.
Paul was called of God to preach the gospel. God built the New Testament body. Paul did not build those bodies. Matthew 16, clearly tells us that Jesus said, I will build my body. Acts 2 says, God added to the body as he saw fit. Not Mark Bullen, but he did build a nice heretical man-made program.
He went out there and accomplished something. The intruders in 1 Corinthians, the intruders in the Corinthian church were trying to build on another man's foundation.
Yeah, like Mark did with all of the Mennonites, building on another man's foundation. Mark's foundation is a man-made heretical program. Mark lied also. He just said, my life is a failure. He said, I'm afraid to come there. Jesse had 7 lies in his one sermon alone. Go to my testing. You'll see them exposed. Waiting for them to refute this testing, repent of their lies and slander, then maybe something could be accomplished there. Until then, they're wicked, corrupt men. Hey, this has been Brother Jim. Thanks for listening. Let me know how I can help you in the faith. Go to our teaching blog, pouring out articles, audios, videos, teaching articles, sisters' blogs to edify the saints. And we're traveling full-time preaching the gospel all over America. Till next time, stay away from those lording over bishops and those lying yes men deacons. Cling to the word of God. We love you all. May God be praised.